it will have a knock-on effect on even your public transport costs, of course, because taxi operators, you know, need to pay petrol. But that's going to be a concern. There is a particular rate for you to go home, let's say, on a long-distance trip on taxis. And Kata, as well as Santaco, have been making noises in the press about the fact that they're going to be increasing or making their adjustments to prices, which is their right to do. Mandla, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm very fine, thank you. Welcome, and good morning to the listeners as well.
Thank you. Thanks for the welcome. So, Mandla, when do you expect to make an adjustment taxi fares, and to what extent do you move with the petrol prices?
You see, the way we do it, as the regional structure, CATA, we do not usually dictate to the primary associations when or how much to increase their fares. But as a rule, we adjust our fares only once per year, and that is not normally around. It's either the 1st of November or the 1st of December each year. And those increases are not usually based on whether the fuel price has increased by how much in that particular year. So those are annual adjustments that we normally do. So we don't respond to the increase in fuel prices. Most of the times we absorb the increase, especially if it happens in the course of the year, because we can't always adjust our prices every time there's a fuel increase, because sometimes it's an increase and then sometimes it's a decrease in the fuel price.
That's right, Mandla. That's my understanding of how the taxi operators work. But there are a couple of things that have impacted you, right? So COVID-19 has meant that for the past 2 years, people have been staying home much more than usual, especially if people have lost jobs. They're not necessarily traveling to work as much as usual. I'm not sure that maybe travel restrictions have stopped people from going home for long distance trips. So you've got a demand decrease on the one hand. And then on the other hand, the supply costs, yes, you might not increase your prices on every month or shift them with every fuel price increase. But for the majority of the 12 months of this year, we've seen an increase in fuel prices. Surely you can't avoid that.
Yes, absolutely. And now this is why we are caught between a rock and a hard place, because on one hand, there is these fuel increases that have been happening over the course of the year, whilst especially in long distance, we have seen the reduction in terms of numbers that we can transport. Remember, even at level one, we can only still transport 70%.
Right.
Especially on long distance trips. So that's where I think the increase will be felt, because when we adjust prices, it will probably not be less than 10 rand per person. Could be up to 50 rand for that matter. But even that, it's difficult now to decide, because on the other hand, we are competing with buses who have huge capacity, and we have noticed that over the course of this year, they've actually drastically lowered their prices. So you could travel by bus from Cape Town to Queenstown for 300 rand when it's usually around 700 rand. Wow. So we've got that challenge again. So as much as we will be increasing our prices, the increase will be minimal, because we're also trying to, protect our own, our market. Yes, yes. So it's a big challenge for us, especially when we are not subsidized.
That's still something that's on the go as a conversation, isn't it, with the minister? Subsidization.
Yes, but we don't know where that will go, because in principle, there's an agreement that taxes should be subsidized. I mean, it also came from the Competition Commission. But we haven't seen any movement, practically, that takes us in that direction.
Okay.
So we are not hopeful if we will see a subsidy anytime soon.
Okay. Mandla, if I'm listening to you right now, I'm about to hop on a taxi, or I'm planning for my trip home, what is the percentage or rand amount increase that I might expect on a short-term trip or, a regional trip and one that is long distance?
Like, for example, if you were traveling, say, from Bellville to Cape Town, you might be looking at an additional 1 rand or 2 rand. You know, we will still decide on how much we adjust. And on some local routes, there won't be an increase at all. Like, for example, if you are traveling between Nyanga and Bellville, you'll still be paying the same price. There won't be an increase this year. We'll probably adjust prices next year. That's because the main challenge is to retain our current client base, which is already shrinking, by the way.
Yeah. And if I'm talking long distance?
Long distance, you are looking between 20 and 50 rands.
Okay.
So if last year you were paying 650 to go to the Eastern Cape, you might be looking at paying 700 rand this December.
Even if there's a bus offering the same trip at 300?
Exactly, because remember, we are limited in terms of how many passengers we can carry. So at the end of the day, it won't make any financial sense to even undertake a trip to the Eastern Cape.
Okay.
If we don't adjust our fares accordingly.
All right. Thank you so much, Mandla. Mandla Hermanus, Secretary General of Cape Town Amalgamated Taxi Association, or CATA. I'll give you a brief thought on or perspective on what I feel quite strongly about.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulato
on Cape Talk.
Hadn't expected to actually touch on this topic, but I actually don't know how the taxi industry survives.